hope you're enjoying your Thursday afternoon. It's Notably Texan, and today's guest is an excellent singer-songwriter from Texas who deftly transitions between ballads and funky originals. Right now, he's embarking on a mini tour to test out some newly written material in front of live audiences, and he's going to be in Greenville playing on Sunday evening. It's my pleasure to welcome to Notably Texan, Omar Awake. Listen, I'm really excited to welcome you to the show today, Omar. It's been a long time since I've been wanting to talk with you. In fact, there was a guy that I ran into in Greenville not so long ago who said, man, you know, you do your Texas music show over there. You ought to check out this guy. And he handed me the Time Spent in the Machine, Omar Awake EP, and I've been a fan ever since. So you've got some folks that are really being big proponents of your music around here. Tell me a little bit about your roots, because I know that you got to Texas as quick as you could, right?
Well, in a roundabout way, yeah. I'm originally from Chicago. I spent my early teens in the Seattle-Tacoma area up in the Northwest.
Okay.
I spent most of my life in Los Angeles and, you know, surrounding areas. And then I came to Austin about 6 years ago. And then about a month ago, I actually relocated to Dallas. So
awesome.
I'm getting closer to you guys up there in Northeast Texas.
That's good. We like to hear that for sure. And I was just mentioning Greenville, and I heard, you know, wondered about any like kind of local ties to Greenville that you might have.
Yeah. When I first came to Austin, I had a residency at a venue there every Tuesday. And one of my residency shows, I played with a guy named Brandon Callies.
Oh, right.
Who was a Greenville native.
Sure.
And he and I hit it off. We subsequently ended up playing in a band together, the Brandon Callies Band, and then most recently in the Screaming Thieves.
Yes.
Over the last five years and change. Since I moved to Dallas, I'm no longer playing with him, but he's definitely one of my very, very good friends.
That's awesome. Yeah, I actually remember when I did an interview with Screaming Thieves. I was hoping to have you you on location here for that particular one, but you weren't able to make it, and I was all bummed out because I was looking forward to talking to you here in the studio. So just so you know, you were missed on that discussion with that band, but that's cool to hear about the ties to Greenville, man.
Yeah, and through him I met, a ton of people, a lot of really, really good folks up there.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's very cool. So you kind of followed your musical aspirations at a pretty early age, didn't you?
Yes. I started playing guitar at about 11 or 12. I did my first performance at 13.
Wow.
And then it's been kind of ever since then, I've been trying to live the dream, so to speak.
Awesome. Well, that's very cool. And I feel like, and from what I've read, you've kind of used a lot of your life experiences as inspiration to write many of your songs, right?
Absolutely. I've never been a fan of, you know, fantasy songs or, you know, really overly sappy love songs.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just not what I get my inspiration from.
Sure.
So I've used the experiences, whether good or bad, to inspire what I write.
That's awesome. Well, that's really kind of heartening to hear, you know, because I think a lot of people out there may just assume that everything they hear in a song is just totally made up, but this is a way to take, you know, real life experiences and kind of turn them into your art, and that's a really cool way to do it. So
yes,
going back to your days in Los Angeles, I think it was around the year 2000, you were recording as Slow Car Crash, right? Tell me a little bit about that project.
Yeah, Slow Car Crash started in 1999 as a one-man band. So I was playing guitar and bass, and then I was using a lot of sequencers, drum machines, samplers that I had MIDI'd up together. And so I would just press go on a button.
Yeah.
People are doing that now with laptops, but back then it
was right.
A little easier to bring just a bunch of gear and tie it all in together, and then I would sing and play guitar or bass over the songs.
That's cool.
Over the years, the project grew. I ended up getting a couple backup singers, getting an actual keyboard player, and it just evolved. I had a cellist, and then eventually I got a band, and I switched to acoustic guitar, which is what most of the last three records I've put out consist of. So it's, you know, a full live band,
yeah,
and acoustic classical guitar, and then just, atmospheric sounds or just different things to fill it in. But that's been sort of the style I've been pursuing since about 2004.
Okay.
And ever since.
That's very awesome, man. So, I mean, did you do any recordings of Slow Car Crash, or was it more of a, just a live project?
Yeah, I actually put out five under that moniker.
Oh, nice.
Put out Ambivalence in 99, Come Out and Play Tonight in 2001. And then when that style change came, I put out an EP called Hope on the Other Side. It was just three songs, and that was around 2003, 2004. The trip we planned was a full length that had a little bit of traction. Some of the songs got featured in independent films.
Oh, cool.
Stuff like that, and we toured a lot. And that band, it was a four-piece. It worked a lot up and down the West Coast. We did a couple national things, but mostly on the West Coast.
Nice.
And then in 2009, I put out, we had a death, our keyboard player died in that, right around then. So we ended up putting out it was called Intermission. And
okay.
It was a good name because that was the last release we put out after he passed.
Oh, wow.
Under Slow Car Crash. So I took a little break, and then I came back, started writing songs, and wanted to do it more as a solo project, and that's where the moniker Omar Awake happened.
Okay.
And as you mentioned, I put out Time Spent in the Machine back in 2013.
Right, exactly, and that kind of brings us up a little bit closer to what you've got going on now, and I want to talk about your plans for your music here as we go. And speaking of your music, for anybody that has not heard you played here on Notably Texan, it's not that easy to necessarily classify Omar Awake into any particular genre. So when you're forced to do it, how do you describe your music to the uninitiated if they're like, so what kind of music do you make?
And I get that a lot.
I'm sure.
Especially based on what you said. It's definitely not something that, is easily categorized. But I would call it rock and soul. There's jazz elements in there. There's pop, stuff like that. But my main influence is, at least what I hear, how I hear it in my head, is rock and soul sort of mixed.
Yeah.
My influences were Jeff Buckley and Stevie Wonder and Jamiroquai. So they're
okay.
Kind of spread out. But all those sounds kind of blended. And in my head, as the iPod era came, I noticed that a lot of people had a lot of different styles, whereas in the 80s and 90s, people were either, rockers or metalheads or punks, and kind of exclusive to one genre.
That's true.
And then I feel like with the iPod era and iTunes, it seems like people are kind of spreading out their sounds a lot more, and that's what I've always been. It's just, it is hard to categorize it. I should think of something long that, would fill it all in at once.
Well, listen, honestly, most of the artists that I talk to here on the show, I pose that question to them, and they're kind of stuck. I mean, it's a necessary evil to put yourself into a music genre category these days, for the purposes of selling your stuff, but
right.
I'm all for being wildly eclectic. That's what we do on this program, is play all the music of Texas. So certainly, it's not that much fun to me if somebody just does one style of music. It's kind of a yawn fest. So
right, and that's funny that you say that, because I feel like more and more people are like that. A lot of people like all kinds of music and even blends and all this everything in between. I remember years ago, maybe 2006 or so, going to meet with management back in LA and, being starstruck and walking into these offices with those gold and platinum records on the walls.
Oh, yeah.
And that was what they that was their big question, was like, how do we market you?
Sure.
What are you? If you can't really classify yourself, it's hard for us to sell you. And it's been a kind of a bitter pill to swallow, but I've sort of stuck to my guns over the years.
Well, good for you, man. I mean, that is not, I guess, if for lack of a better term, you could have easily sold out, if you will, and just said, fine, I'll just be this, whatever artist the label wants me to be or whatnot. But I'm proud of you for kind of sticking to your independent nature and doing music the way you like to do it.
Well, thanks. I often wonder if I should have.
Well, I'm hindsight and all that,
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. But, whatever. We're here now, and I'm happy and proud of what I've done as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you for saying
that. Oh, my pleasure, man. Thank you for being here, Omar Awake, my guest this afternoon on Notably Texan. And I wanted to play your cut, and this is one that's new to me. You just recently sent this to me. This is a song called Natural Chemical. So I don't know actually how new this is, but it's new to us here. And there's one part in this, there's kind of this great breakdown in the middle of this song that features the bass and the percussion, which that's probably one of my favorite parts of this tune, Natural Chemical. But what can you tell me about this song?
That song was inspired by Michael Jackson. I had a couple of all-star players on it. I had Nate Morton, who's the drummer. He's the musical director on the show The Voice.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if he still is, but he was. And he plays drums on that track. And then I have a guy named Steve LeBlanc on keys, who played with Jason Bonham, son of John Bonham from Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
They played in a band together for a few years.
Very cool.
It's a few years old, but it was something that I felt kind of really was a good example of the overall sound. And it's upbeat, and I hope everybody likes it when they hear it.
Oh, I guarantee they're going to like it. This is music from my guest, Omar Awake. This is Natural Chemical. We're going to talk a little bit more with Omar. So stay tuned to 88.9 KETR. This is Notably Texan.
It caught me off guard when the music filled my body and soul, yeah. I felt it so strong and the beat went through my bones. No, it's changed the words now. Feel it so alive. No use in fighting. Just let your body drive. Getting so excited. Let your soul move, 'cause it's your sweet honey that I've been waiting for. Don't cost no money, don't matter if we're poor. We got all we need now to go around the world. Let yourself go, girl, let yourself go. Natural.
Omar is on the phone with us today from the Austin area, and you have recently had your own music kind of on the back burner, if you will, as you've been sort of out backing other performers, but I know that you seem to be pretty excited to get back into the spotlight and share your latest.
Absolutely. As you mentioned, I was backing a number of different folks over the last couple of years, which was it was a great experience. I got to play with some very, very talented folks, be a part of some great projects. I got to travel, and kind of it was reinvigorating for me to be around people that were creative and driven. But all the while, I was in the background writing my own stuff, and most recently, I decided it was time to hit the road again, get back on stage and in the spotlight, so to speak.
Sure.
And get out there and start singing my own stuff again.
Awesome, man. Well, I know that you, I think, are going to sort of use this current tour that you're on to test out the waters on some of these new songs and then maybe see what works and what doesn't, what needs to be retooled so that you can take these into the studio soon.
Yeah, this is a new way for me to approach it. I've put out 6 CDs in the past, and I've done them all the same way, which is sit in the bedroom, write the songs, you know, bring them to the band, or bring them right straight into the studio, record them and then perform for audiences, or, you know, have them perform them once or twice, but never really tested them out. Since it's been a while, I put out my last release 3 years ago, so I've had time to write a host of songs.
Sure.
And I feel like this is going to be a good chance for me to sort of, like you said, try them out in front of audiences and then retool or figure out which ones go over the best and really represent the direction I want to go in, and then I'll be hitting the studio either later this year or early in 2017.
Very nice. I guess this is the literal meaning of crowdsourcing, if you will, where you're taking these songs out and you're figuring out, hey, if nobody responds to this at all, maybe you need to put an X next to this one on your list or whatever, or the ones that they go nuts about. You know that, hey, this one seems to be working in each of my tour stops. So that's a cool way to do it. I like that.
Yeah. And it'll also allow me to fill in the blanks, any spots of the songs that I feel, you know, may not be as strong.
Right.
You know, you can try different things and see if something works or if something doesn't.
Very nice. We mentioned it earlier, but several years back you released the EP Time Spent in the Machine. That was my first introduction to your music, and quite an explosive introduction that is. I really dig Dynamite Parasite. Is really kind of the, I guess you could say, one of the more really radio-friendly sounding songs on there. Not that they are not. I have played all the cuts off of that on the show, I believe, over the years here, but that Dynamite Parasite tune really sticks out. It's got those, and I'm glad you mentioned him as an influence, because I was going to say it's got those Jamiroquai-like vocals and the funky bass lines and the horns. All that stuff really puts this song over the top, this Dynamite Parasite song.
Yeah, I'm very proud of that one. We did that one here in Austin at a recording studio called Test Tube Audio. I had some of Austin's best players. I was fortunate enough to be able to have them come in the studio. I think there's about 10 or 12 people on that recording.
Wow, so nice.
We try to fill it in as much as possible, and I hope everybody likes it when they hear that one.
So I get, and that begs the question, you know, so those are live horns and stuff that we're hearing on that, that's not synthesizers or anything, right?
No, sir, definitely live everything. The only thing that might be synthesized are some of the effects.
Sure.
That you hear, but even the keys are, they are a synthesizer, but they're, you know, it's a Nord lead, so there's an actual person playing them.
No, I got you, right, I didn't, I guess what I'm getting at is sometimes people, I play a lot of songs that feature horns, you know, and people will call
up and
be like, hey, so was that real or was that on a keyboard, you know? And so that's cool to hear, and I assumed that it was, but you're going to hear those real live horns and all the rest of these cool sounds that go together to make this song Dynamite Parasite right now. It's my guest, Omar Awake. We're going to come back for a final segment with Omar after we listen to this awesome cut here on 88.9 KETR. It's Notably Texan. You pull from so many different styles to make your unique sound, and I have noticed that your music really easily flows between these hard funk tunes like we just heard on that Dynamite Parasite and some really stirring ballads that you do, so you really have quite a knack for being able to kind of transition between, you know, between the funky and the stirring stuff, which is great. That's quite a talent.
Oh, well, thanks. That's definitely something I've drawn from. One of my biggest influences is Stevie Wonder, who was known for doing really, really sad or just really beautiful ballads, and then having some really strong funky dance numbers as well.
Nice. Well, I can definitely hear how you're sort of pulling from Stevie Wonder on the flight between those disparate elements, if you will. While I've got you here, man, we always like to ask our guests to speak about public radio, and this is not even I didn't even warn you about this ahead of time or anything, so I'm truly throwing you under the bus and getting an honest answer out of you, but we like to ask our guests, you know, why it's important to have public radio in your community and why people should be making donations. So while I have you with us on the show today, do you have any comments about non-commercial or public radio, if you will, that you wanted to share with our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. Over, you know, the course of my life, I've always preferred independent or college radio, you know, NPR, things of that nature, just simply for the fact that you can discover music on those types of stations that you simply can't on most commercial stations, where you're just getting the you know, the really big popularized songs. Things get watered down a lot that way, and I've been fortunate enough to discover some of my favorite acts by listening to independent radio and, like I said, college radio. So I definitely encourage folks to donate, listen, pay attention. You can learn a lot, not only in music, but there's also some great news and some great stories that you hear depending on what programs you're listening to. But I definitely encourage folks to donate, keep listening, keep supporting, and also support live music as well, because you never know what you can discover.
Yeah, and you know, you've been living in all of these kind of big metropolitan areas over your life, and particularly here in Texas, you have lived in Austin and most recently in Dallas. Both of those cities have pretty substantial public radio broadcasts going on in those areas. But I think that what people here in Northeast Texas might not realize is how fortunate we are to have a listener-supported station in a rural area like this, because most public stations tend to be smack dab in the middle of a city like Austin or Dallas. So we are extremely fortunate to have a radio alternative out here in Northeast Texas, where really there's not many other options except for country and western, I've checked. So, you know.
I can see where you're coming from.
Nowhere else is somebody going to learn about Omar Wake on their radio out here in this area. So we do hope that you will kind of see the importance of this and show your support. If you're not a member yet, you can do that today at ketr.org. So, Omar, let's remind folks that you are playing some gigs here this weekend. You're playing Saturday in Dallas at the Liquid Lounge, right?
Yes, sir. It's going to be part of the Caliber Theory Listening Party. They're a band actually out from Northeast Texas, and they just put out a new recording. They're going to have a listening party there at the Liquid Lounge, which is located with, I guess it's in the same building as a venue called the Curtain Club. I'm happy to be a part of that. I'll be doing an acoustic performance at around 8 o'clock.
Cool. And then you've got something a little bit closer to most of our listeners here, and that's going to be in Greenville at Corner Street Pub. And this is maybe the first time you played in Greenville. I don't know, ever? No, well, not ever, but it's certainly in a while, right?
Yeah, I think it's my third time somewhere around there. I did a performance out there quite some time ago. We're talking a few years ago.
Yeah.
And then I actually was, I played at Corner Street Pub just a few months back.
Okay, cool. And that's a new venue, isn't it?
Yeah, from my understanding, it's been a couple of different places over the years. But it's in downtown Greenville. And this Sunday, we're going to be doing an early show because it's Sunday.
Right.
So I'll be coming on around 5 or 6 and just playing for a couple hours. I encourage folks to come on, have a couple drinks, and then get home early and safely. But it'd be great to see everybody before I head east and continue on with my tour.
That's awesome. Yeah, you got to let everybody get home for all their Sunday night TV festivities. That's when everything comes on TV. So
that's right. Can't compete.
Right. Well, that is.
I try to squeeze it in between the Cowboys game and the late night or the Sunday night TV programming.
Exactly. There you go. So, folks, you've got your whole Sunday lined out there. And if folks want to find out more about you and your music, I'm sure you can be found online. Tell us where.
Yeah, you can find me on any social media by going / Omar with 2 R's Awake, as in not asleep.
Right.
And then I have a proper website, which is Omar, again, with 2 R's awake.com.
Okay.
And you can find all my show dates there. There's videos, music, news, whatever. You can reach out to me, too, if you want to say hello.
Awesome.
And, please visit the website.
Fantastic. Well, man, I really appreciate you taking some time, and I wanted to play you out. We were talking about some of the, you being able to do the funky stuff and some more somber numbers. I wanted to play you out with this song 6 a.m., which is, I think, a great example of how you can transition between these different styles. And I sincerely thank you for spending some time with me this afternoon, and let's get you in studio next time we talk, okay?
That sounds great, Matt. Thank you, and thank everybody for listening. Hope I get to see everybody this weekend, and thanks again, Matt, for having me.
At 6 a.m., we're all the same, driving or waiting for the bus or for the train. Praying, and all the dreams we had when we were young slowly seem to slip away, and the reality we brought upon ourselves, well, it takes the hope away. La da da.